Several Questions with Nate Chappell, Finn Hammond, and Johnny Fisher.
So the way the Several Questions work is that basically we found a machine in the woods called the Questionator 5000 that was evidently engineered to generate infinite, very silly questions, and Johnny and Finn and I have dedicated our lives to answering them all one by one by one. And I think we're all better for having undertaken this. Do you guys agree?
100%. Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Finally, I have a purpose.
I have a purpose. People kind of can read it in my spirit, in my heart.
Mm-hmm. You I'm have beaming. A certain pep in your step?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Johnny, mm-hmm. and Johnny, mm-hmm.
I truly believe in myself now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I believe in him too. And do you remember Finn and I used to talk about this? We used to argue about whether or not Johnny was real. But now I have full confidence that he exists. So I totally, yeah. I believe in him 100%.
Yeah. Nice. When I listen to myself talk, I'm like, yep, it's true.
I hear it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I make it. I'm vibrating. I'm vibrating.
He's coming in really clearly.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, not all the time.
Not all the time. So, John, here's your question. Mm-hmm. First question goes to you.
If you could go back in time and talk to yourself as a kid by appearing in a television show that you watched as a kid, what show and what character?
Okay. It's probably something animated. It's going to be like Thundercats or X-Men, I'd assume. It'd probably be, if it was X-Men, it'd be Wolverine for sure.
Hey,
those had a big impact on you. If I said, "Hey, bub," would you start crying? I mean,
just with like pure passion, love for you, yeah.
You'd have to say more than "Hey, bub." Now that I think about it, if you like were going to be the one doing that, because you'd have to say "Hey, Johnny, bub," or something like that.
Hey, Johnny, bub.
Yeah. You should believe in yourself. Oh, you're gonna live past 24, isn't that what you would have told yourself? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that so is. You're gonna live past 24.
Hey, bub.
And I'm back. Whoa, uh-huh. I would have dramatically changed my life.
Hey, you would have been no like, clause about it.
yeah, right. And you would have been like, "Shing!" Right. This is my mixing of Wolverine and Wayne's World.
Oh, shing.
Yeah.
Shing. Well, that's dumb. Let's say it was Bub. I was going to say, let's say it was Wolverine. What do you think he would have to say to convince you that you weren't just freaking out or like that you weren't just misunderstanding the situation? What do you have to say? I'm a cartoon. I know. And I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it'd be like one of those direct to the camera kind of everything pauses or maybe still going on behind like the normal storyline. But also he's like breaking out of it, being like, "Hey, John, like, well, check it out." And I'll be like, just shoot out the middle one or something. He'd be like,
"Oh, I see."
Like, okay, you
want, like a line of communication.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If he started saying names, members of my family, like the, you know, like my parents' names and stuff, I think that would be like pretty convincing.
Yeah. That would be pretty convincing.
Yeah, I'd agree.
But I guess I just worry that I'd be freaking out. I think I might just think I was losing my mind. But I guess.
Yeah, but if. Not. Oh, no. Okay. I guess that wouldn't convince you that you weren't having a delusional. You'd have to have. I see what you're saying.
At that point, I think I would have been young enough that if I would have believed it was real.
Yeah. I think you're probably right. Like, I wanted to believe that it was real anyway.
I've been like, oh, holy shit.
No one would
believe me, but this is, yeah. I am awesome. Uh-huh. I'm Wolverine. I will be it someday.
Uh-huh. And Wolverine's like, "Oh, hey, no, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said you would live past 24. You'll still be a loser."
Yeah, I'd probably do something like that too.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I see. You're Wolverine.
I'm Wolverine, huh? Cool. And four, Wolverine.
Yeah. Finn, what about you?
I was thinking, my first thought was Ninja Turtles. And it's just along the same lines. Mm-hmm. And which one?
Splinter.
No, he's not one of them. Donatello. He has a sword. He wears blue.
Yeah,
blue sword.
So why him? Just because he liked Blue, and so you'd be more likely to believe him?
He's the leader.
Oh, I guess I thought it was Leonardo. Donatello was purple, and he had the bow staff.
What did I say?
You fucking idiot.
You said Donatello.
I said Donatello? Oh, my God. I meant Leonardo. Leonardo. Blue sword, Donatello.
Yeah.
He likes science. This guy
says he's the biggest Ninja Turtles fan of all time, he said.
So he's on his shirt.
Oh, but
my shirt says BTMNTFJFITW.
Yeah. It's weird that you were reading it upside down. That's why it took you so long.
Yeah, I know. So it's hard. I always forget what the shirt says or what it means.
And for me, I would say Elf. Mm-hmm. And then he would say, the message he would deliver would be, I kill me, but you shouldn't. Because as you guys know, never mind. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Wait.
He would say, don't eat the cat. Ha, I kill me. But don't worry, I'll be okay.
I see. Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
All right, moving on. The next one goes to Finn.
Do you think you could jump on a train? What type of train car would you want to jump on?
Yeah, I could jump on train. Hmm. In fact, Nate, you've done it with me.
Oh, yeah?
It was moving.
Uh-huh.
It was a moving train. It wasn't going incredibly fast. It wasn't going the full speed a train can go.
But so it was like walking speed going.
I'd say jogging.
Oh, okay.
If you walked alongside the train.
So Finn, I'm going to be honest with you and tell you that I don't remember this.
Really?
No, really. I've done it here in Madison a bunch of times. Did we do it in Portland?
We did it in Portland, yeah.
Holy shit, I don't remember this. Was it nighttime?
We spent a lot. It was at nighttime.
Along the tracks there? Like where we used to sit and drink Rainier?
Yes, exactly. Just kind of in that little corridor, where all the factories were and stuff.
So this is coming back to me. So then we jumped on. How far did we stay on? Okay, not just tell long. Me Maybe this. Like tell me. Why don't you just tell us the story? I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Here we go.
Okay.
Me and Johnny are sitting on the floor, crisscross applesauce.
So we're in Portland, Oregon, in like the industrial part near the river. And there's like this train alley that you can kind of sit by and watch trains go by. And then so Nate and I would kind of go and drink there. And it was fun. We'd split a six pack. I'd have two. He'd have four. Is that the start?
Even split.
At least. Yeah.
And then we look at trains and it was an inevitability that we'd try and jump on them because Nate had already done it. And then he coached me into doing it. Hmm. So I jumped on one of those ladders that's like on the side of every train. If you look, there's like a little thing you can kind of crawl up. That's what I did. Now, if I had a choice over what kind of container, packaging peanuts. No, that would be awful. That would be truly awful.
like a bunch of marshmallows.
Yeah.
Carry marshmallows. That'd
be better. Yeah, that's been like, I'm just imagining this in the Northwest, you know, when it's raining and
they're all packaged though. I mean,
so it's like a bunch of plastic bags. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, with marshmallows in it.
I do feel like that could still suffocate you pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I think I would want to jump on an abandoned, what do you call it? Passenger train. That way you can just go inside and sit down.
Mm, yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Maybe one with a bar.
or like a hot tub, the hot tub car. Maybe it would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
That would jacuzzi, be cool, yeah.
The jacuzzi. Mm-hmm.
Jacuzzi car. The old-timey restaurant train.
Get a meal.
You know how sometimes there's like stationary restaurants that Or maybe
they're just sell like sandwiches made out of like paper products, like a note,
like an old diner or something.
Yeah, you ever go to one of those? That'd be cool.
Stationary diner, sure.
Yeah,
it's a train car diner.
Yeah, I've never really ridden a passenger train, like a, you know, Amtrak or whatever. Have you?
I have.
Yeah.
Have you, Johnny?
No, I mean, I rode on a train when I was a kid once. And I don't really remember it at all. So I'm going to go with no.
I took a train from Oregon to California like a few times.
Mm.
So it was like a, I don't know, like a 12-hour, no, maybe like 20-hour train ride.
Cool.
Yeah.
Was it bad or good?
It was all right. Better than a bus?
Could you like,
yeah, probably better than a bus.
Did you have sleeping quarters or did it have like a meal, like a little meal cart and you can go and eat?
So it wasn't like a plane so much as it was like, it was more bus than plane. So my sleeping quarters were not there. I like had to, it was like sleeping on a,
so you didn't have like a private cabin, like,
yeah,
or anything.
Yeah.
You didn't have your own private train.
I didn't have my own private train.
I guess we think you're rich, Finn, so we assume that you had your own private train. I mean, nowadays you would. I guess back then. It was before your business took off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Salad would be the train, the car I would pick.
Yeah. They're all mixed together.
I can definitely jump on a train and I think about it every time I see a train. Just so that's my answer. Like I look at it and like evaluate me jogging alongside it. I used to sit by train tracks for like 8 hours at a time just to wait for a train to come by to jump on it. And then we'd ride it for like not very long and they would stop usually in like a mile and a half. And then we'd just be like a mile and a half away from home.
Wow.
Walk back.
Yeah. Walk back. But it was easy to find the way, you know. You just follow the track, man. You just follow the track. Chugga chugga, choo choo.
You ever climb like on top of the car and ride kind of like?
Yeah, I climbed on top of the car. But then I unfortunately got a tunnel came along and knocked me.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, and that's actually what Alf was warning me about. So I should have just listened to Alf. It wasn't. See, that joke wasn't as dark as you guys thought it was.
No.
Sometimes I kill myself, but you shouldn't.
Yeah.
So he's telling you not to kill yourself
by
climbing top of that train.
Top of the train.
When the tunnel was coming
and getting hit by the tunnel. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we've learned here today is that it's my turn to answer a question. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest movie you've never seen?
You could say The Godfather, I guess.
You've never seen The Godfather?
No, I don't think so. I think I've fallen asleep a bunch of times trying to look at it, twice. And the problem with it is that I worked in a video store and it was a double cassette. And I just wasn't going to watch a double cassette ever because of the idea of having to change the tape in the middle of it. Just is like, well, that's giving me too many options to quit.
Heat or Braveheart.
I have seen both on DVD.
Oh, okay.
That's a single DVD.
What about the 1990s It made for TV movie?
Nope, never seen it. It.
Mm.
Now there has to be a bigger movie that you. Okay, Godfather's the biggest.
Are we gonna name all the big Scarface? If you put Scarface and
that's a
Godfather
good one
together, that's got to outweigh a lot of other ones.
That'd be like three cassettes.
You couldn't fit that on a single.
That's four, I think. I think Scarface might be a double too.
Was it a double?
Okay. I don't know.
I was trying to think of all.
Titanic
the
was, but I saw that in the theater, of course, several times.
Yeah.
Really?
Back
twice,
to back.
Probably.
I think I saw it twice. Yeah,
I saw it back to back.
You didn't leave the theater,
and so like my neck hurt because I was back to back with the person next to me, so I had to like keep looking to the side. So then I went back to watch it facing the other way.
Okay, got you to balance it out.
Mm-hmm. That was a stretch, and stretching helped heal my neck after that, guys. So yeah, this is a public absolutely. Service thing. Why don't you just take a minute and stretch?
How about
what about you guys?
The Civil War documentary that
saw it. Ken Burns.
Ken Burns did. Yeah,
yeah. That's Elijah like Hunt several. Rhodes. Elijah Hunt Rhodes. Oh, why did I watch that? I watched it in school. In high school. Wait,
can that be my movie? I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
These are not. That's a lot of cassettes.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big movie in that it had a lot of cassettes and it was long.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I watched that in high school, so I didn't have to control that.
I see.
But what about big movies that you guys haven't seen?
I haven't seen Scarface. That's a big one. It's really long, right?
We don't know. We think it's a double cassette.
I've seen it, but I don't remember how long it is. Okay. I feel like it's not that long. To compare to like today's movies, I think 2 hours maybe. I don't know.
That would feel okay, I see.
Back then that was a long time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because time hadn't been around quite as long. Mm-hmm. Now there's been more time.
Yeah, we calculated
differently. So now
we have a different perspective.
Like relative to the amount of time that has passed in history. It is now half an hour is now less.
Oh my god! Yeah,
wait, 2 hours is less. Wait, I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think 2 hours would have been more back then.
If history is a calendar and it started,
or herstory,
or herstory, or
calendar,
calendandra, and it was January and the first day of history, it wouldn't even be like March yet. You know what
that's
I mean?
True. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why that's why it's so cold.
I did.
Thank you. Yeah, that's why it's so cold in January. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's 2 hours and 50 minutes. Scarface is 2 hours and 50 minutes. Mm. Would have been a double cassette for sure.
That's okay. Very long.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. We had our producer, Hank, look it up.
I want to say I haven't seen there's a bunch of new movies I haven't seen. Like, I haven't seen a lot of Marvel movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe those count as the biggest ones I haven't seen.
Yeah. So anything from like 2017 to now, for sure, I haven't seen.
Okay.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, I think you really covered your bases there.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So cover this base, Johnny. Answer this question.
If your life was adapted into a video game, wouldn't that be trippy? No, but seriously, what would it be like? And what would it be called?
It would be pretty trippy. I mean, would it actually be my life? Or would I get like a cool video game life?
Mm.
Or is it just like representing my life as a video game? I mean, you get to play me.
Accurately representing maybe the most gameable parts of your life.
Okay, so it'd probably be like Sims then.
Yeah, probably a little more like Sims, but then maybe it would gamify, like, let's say back when you're working at Starbucks, maybe there would be like a certain part of your aspect of your job that you'd have to do as a game, like making
a
certain drinks or managing what game?
The server game where you like manage all the tables and you have to like manage. It's basically like time management. So you have to wait on tables and then you get orders.
I've played
do the register.
Air traffic control game for a while to relax.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've done that too.
And it's similar. It's similar to that. I'm sure it's just like, time management. So yeah, maybe it would be like that or for whatever, for your you packaging stuff up at work or whatever. So it might be work tasks. Yeah. It might be, you know, there might be some rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rock bonus, you know, time or whatever.
That's like a mini game or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Be like the bonus memory, level. Like kindness or whatever.
That's what you collect. Like that's what you know how you collect coins or whatever. Like you
get rocks. Be polished rocks. Yeah, uh-huh. I like that.
What would it be called?
I like this game.
Rockman? Rock and Johnny.
There we.
Rock and Johnny. All right, let's do that.
It has Johnny like Rockets. An Earthworm Jim sort of vibe to it. You know, like a sounds like Leisure Suit Larry or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could throw rocks as like a weapon too against any
interesting.
Bad characters.
Oh, badass.
No, that's an idea. Mm-hmm. Imagine someone using a rock as a weapon.
Can you fucking imagine that?
Yeah.
That'd be terrible.
That is messed.
It's definitely misuse.
Especially a polished one, because it wouldn't be sharp.
Yeah.
Oh, gotta be sharp as hell. Huh? Unless it naturally eroded.
It's true. That could be river rocks.
This could be part of the game.
Mm-hmm. This is all part of the game. We should have a separate meeting about this. I don't think our listeners, they're going to rip us off, frankly, is what I'm worried about. IPA. Yep. So, Finn, what would yours look like?
I don't think it'd be fun as Johnny's. I think it'd be like,
what if yours had a Guitar Hero vibe to it, to when you're giving lessons and stuff? Yeah. I feel like you could be giving the lessons and we could be playing Guitar Hero.
Yeah, it'd be something like that. Something not good. Yeah.
I love Guitar
Hero. And then also a lot of jaw stretching.
Jaw stretching. You gotta do that. And
then running, I guess, isn't a very fun.
You'd be like a Wii console.
None of this is fun. let's see. When is it fun? I go to bed at night.
It's mostly brushing your teeth.
Yeah, it's brushing my teeth. It's lying in bed.
Yeah, how do I gamify crying? Yeah, I feel like mine would be a time management game also. Mostly like with the kids. So like I would have that element of like having things to keep alive. So it'd kind of have also a, what's that thing called? The Tamagotchi?
Yeah, something like that. I was thinking that same thing.
A little thing you had to keep alive.
Oh, yeah. Digimon.
What? Oh, sorry. I thought you said something about my mom. Okay. Finn, last question. You ready?
Last question. I'm ready.
What's the first viral video you remember?
There was, this is hard. I feel like I saw a lot of it. I don't know when they started being defined as viral. Mm. I feel like that word came later.
I just think it's the one of those that almost everybody saw. I think that's all that matters.
Super popular.
Maybe Charlie Bit Me. But I feel like something before that, maybe. You guys remember the guy blowing up like an inner tube, and then someone jumps on the inner tube and his head explodes?
Whoa. No. Is that real?
Yeah. Ooh, that's real content right there. It's a real video, but it didn't really happen.
Oh, okay.
But it's
kind of like Johnny. Kind of like Johnny.
Yeah.
How he didn't really happen. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. No, yeah, Johnny, we settled this.
He does. He's kind of like an amalgamation.
Yeah, I believe it. He's like an amalgamation of all of our fears.
Yeah. One
person. I would say mine is the grapes video, grape stomping. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yes. For sure.
Johnny, you remember?
No.
It's like a news segment where they're having a grape stomping contest at a fair or whatever. And it's at a winery and they're stomping grapes. And right at the end, the lady tries to stomp a bunch of extra just to like whatever, and they're up on a platform and she like, as she's stomping, she slips and just falls face forward off the platform and makes this hilarious. She's like, stop. And then they're like, they cut back to the studio and they're like, I think she's really hurt. I don't know. The cutting back to the studio and having the studio have to react when we're all like laughing at it immediately. For them, I don't know. I'm sure she was all right. I'm not sure, I guess. But she really just got the, it seems like she got the air knocked out of her, basically. Oh, stop. I love the stop part. That was the funniest part. somebody else is doing it.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's all the questions for today. Now, why don't you guys get out there, ask questions, and keep asking until you get the answers you want. And, of course, tune in next time to hear us once again answer several questions.
Thank you for listening to Several Questions, a production of Wolf Out Radio. Click on the link in the show notes for more Wolf Out shows.